Chapter 81. Pride. Looking down, I saw the Dracus pinned beneath the great wrought-iron wheel. It lay motionless and dark in front of the church, and despite the necessity of it all, I felt a pang of regret for killing the poor beast. I had one long moment of exhausted pure relief. The autumn air was fresh and sweet despite the wood smoke, and the stone roof of the church was cool under my feet. Feeling rather smug, I tucked the scale and lodestone back into my travel sack. I drew a deep breath and looked out over the town I had saved. Then I heard a grating noise, and I felt the roof shift beneath me. The front of the building sagged, crumbled, and I staggered as the world fell out from underneath me. I looked for a safe roof to leap to, but there were none close enough. I scrambled backward as the roof disintegrated into a mass of falling rubble. Desperate, I leapt for the charred branches of the oak tree. I grabbed one, but it snapped under my weight. I tumbled through the branches, struck my head, and fell into darkness.